Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We want to tell you the latest on this first winter storm of 2022. The snowfall is slowing down a little bit from how strong it was earlier this morning, but it's going to be a few more hours before everything moves out. WBUR meteorologist Dave Epstein says there will be plenty to shovel for everyone.
So generally, I think everybody east of 495 is in a 5 to 9 inch or 5 to 10 inch band of snow. Within that, running from roughly, let's call it Gloucester, Peabody, Salem, down through Boston, Medfield, you get into Providence, and then go south towards Bridgewater, Plimpton, probably a 10 to 12 inch band within that. It doesn't mean that everybody there gets a foot of snow, but there's going to be pockets. People will be measuring in their backyards. We're going to see rulers disappearing.
It's a good morning to stay off the roads if you can, and to emphasize why, we're joined by State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. So how many crews do you have out there right now?
So we're holding steady at about 2,500 crews. As you just heard, it's starting to taper off a little bit to the western part of the state, really west of Springfield. It's not nearly as heavy as it was just an hour ago, but For points east of there, it's going to continue to be pretty heavy for the next few hours. So we're expecting to maintain that level throughout much of the day, honestly, because even after this ends, we have several hours of cleanup we need to get through, too. So it's going to be a long day.
Yeah, we were pretty astounded. We had our ruler out here earlier this morning, and just it kept coming down so fast. Were you guys able to keep up with that?
So honestly, when it comes down as fast as it did and has been, it's very, very difficult for plows to keep up. I mean, we have our routes go so that we run plows regularly, but honestly, within about 5 minutes of them clearing pavement, it was getting snow covered again. And I expect that's going to continue for some time today into early afternoon for some places, depending on where these bands are hitting. It's going to be very, very treacherous driving in some of those areas.
And what are you seeing? Are most people staying off the roads and staying home, or are they actually trying to get places?
So it's definitely lighter than normal, but there's, and I'll say this with every storm, there's more traffic on the roads than we would like. So we're still continuing to urge people to stay off the road if they can. If they do have to be on, really plan on it being a very long trip. Plan on doubling the amount of time that you would normally take, because roads are going to be very slow going, snow and slush covered, and we want safe, so we want you to be going slow.
You mentioned earlier this morning when we spoke with you that you were worried about some refreeze happening later today. Is that still a concern?
That is still a concern, and it's something that people should be aware of if they plan on going out tonight, is especially on our highway systems around ramps and shoulders. Those are areas that are very much prone to freezing after a weather event like this. But you're also going to see a lot of that on local roads as well. So expect some icing tonight. I know crews across the state, ours as well as the local DPWs, are definitely going to have crews out putting salt down, but it is still a significant risk that people should be aware of.
The speed limit, I know in some places, down to 40. How long do you think that'll last? That's on the Mass Pike.
Yeah, we typically, when we lower the speed limit on the turnpike, it's something that we keep in place until the snow event is over and until we're down to bare pavement. So I expect that's going to be in place into early this afternoon right now. And right now, as you said, it's between the New York border and 495 and Hopkinton. We've reduced the speed limit to 40 miles per hour.
State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, thanks so much for joining WBUR's Morning Edition. Hope you're staying safe out there. Thank you for your work.
Thank you. You too.